For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And this is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and I want you to tune in next Sunday for Kevin's interview on biological dentistry. We have not dealt with that subject enough, and I'm glad that Kevin's going to tackle it. Now, today, our guest is Dr. Michael Clapper, a physician. And we're talking about using a whole food, plant-based diet to overcome common diseases such as diabetes and to heal leaky gut. And we will talk about these issues. I just want to give you some information. Dr. Clapper is a graduate of the University of Illinois College of Medicine in Chicago with postgraduate training in internal medicine, surgery, anesthesiology, and orthopedics at the University of British Columbia Hospitals in Vancouver and obstetrics at the University of California, San Francisco. He has practiced acute care medicine in Hawaii, Canada, California, Florida, and New Zealand. Far more fulfilling to him is his current practice, where he focuses on health-promoting food and lifestyle choices to help people stay out of hospitals and off of operating tables. He has authored numerous articles on plant-based nutrition, as well as two books on the subject. A longtime radio host and a pilot, Dr. Clapper has served as nutrition advisor to NASA's program for space colonists on the moon and Mars and on the Nutrition Task Force of the American Medical Students Association. To minimize suffering of all sentient beings and to improve the health of his patients as well as his own, Dr. Clapper adopted a vegan diet and lifestyle in 1981. He currently practices nutritionally based medicine at True North Health Center in Santa Rosa, California. Welcome to the show, Dr. Clapper.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be with you.
Well, I think you have a lot of interesting information to share with us, and your background is fascinating. You have such a diversity in your medical education and your service in medicine. And so give us a little bit more information about your background. I find it very interesting.
Well, I received a classical medical education at the University of Illinois, as you mentioned, and thought I was just going to be an acute care physician all my life. I thought that's what doctors do. We suture lacerations and reduce fractures and deliver babies. And so for the first 10 years of my career, that's what I was doing. But I became very frustrated in general practice in that none of my patients were really getting healthier. In fact, I was watching them all get more obese and diabetic and hypertensive. And they would come in and I would fiddle with their medication dosage and say, well, you ought to lose some weight, Joe. But I really didn't know what to tell these people. I didn't know what was going on. And so I got so frustrated, I left general practice, went into training to become an anesthesiologist. And I had only 6 months to go with my anesthesia residency when I was working in the cardiovascular anesthesia service, which deals with people's hearts and blood vessels. And day after day, I'm putting people to sleep and watching the surgeons open their chest and open their arteries in their heart and pull out this yellow, greasy guck out of their arteries called atherosclerosis. And back then, we thought, etiology unknown. We don't know what causes this. But one day, I was watching the surgeon pull out a rather slithery piece of material, and I thought to myself, that looks like chicken fat. And the little voice in my shoulders said, there's a good reason why it looks like chicken fat. There's chicken fat and cow fat and pig fat and the fat of the animals this man's been eating. And the literature has already had reports. Dr. Ornish was doing his work about reversing heart disease on a plant-based diet. Now there had been previous reports there. And my dad was dying of clogged arteries. I knew I was going to wind up on that operating table with that Stryker saw going up my chest, and I didn't want that. So I adopted a plant-based diet, and wonderful things happened. A 20-pound spare tire of fat around my waist melted away in about 12 weeks. My elevated blood pressure went to normal. My elevated cholesterol level went down to 140, and I felt great waking up in a nice, lean, light body every day. And I realized at that point that the food is extremely important, and I knew I didn't want to be an anesthesiologist spending my time putting people to sleep. I'd rather go back to general practice and help them wake up. So much to my parents' dismay, with 6 months to go with my residency, I left anesthesia, went back to general practice. And for the past 35 years, I've been doing nutritionally based medicine. And again, I'm continually amazed and ultra appreciative of the power of a plant-based, a whole food plant-based diet. We're not talking about energy bars and granola drinks here. We're talking about, you know, big salads, hearty vegetable soup, big plates of steamed green and yellow vegetables, lentil stews, no cheese bean burritos, lots of great food. And the same thing happens in my patients. I'm the happiest doctor I know. My patients get healthier. They get leaner. Their blood pressure goes down. Their cholesterol goes down. And I remember when I was early in my career, the power of the doctor when let's get them on, you know, beta blockers for their arrhythmia and afterload reducers for their heart failure and antibiotics for their infection. Now the fun is getting them off their pills. Oh, we don't need that one. Oh, you can stop that one. Don't need that one anymore. Now the fun is getting people so healthy they don't need to come and see me. I'd rather be out bicycling. And I tell my patients, you know, my job, my wish for you is you become a lean, healthy, happy person with normal pressures and normal blood sugars, and so you don't have to come and see me again. And I work with them every day. We work with cooking instructors and lifestyle coaches to help these people make the changes, which is getting easier and easier because the food is more and more delicious, and there's wonderful cookbooks and courses available online now. So it's a great time to be a plant-based physician because it really is a cutting edge of a really healing medicine, not just symptom control, but it's just the most gratifying thing I've experienced to see my patients become healthy right before my eyes. So I'm the happiest doc I know.
Well, that's wonderful, and the goals are so excellent. And I would say that we are part of a profession that tries to put itself out of business. And if we can do that, I think we all feel gratified. And so what a lovely way to use all your knowledge. Talk to us about the overview of what a plant-based diet looks like. And then I'd like to go into some details on specific foods and what kind of nutrients we get from those foods.
Absolutely. Again, this is a diet that is filled with wonderful tastes and textures. And one of the beauties, one of the glories of this is because when you're dealing with whole plant foods that have not been processed, the fiber content, the water content of vegetables and salads and soups, et cetera, are quite high. And you fill your stomach up with mostly fiber and water at one of these meals, and you're very satisfied. But the truth is, it doesn't stick to you. And so for that, we get rid of most of the water and the fiber, et cetera, and that leaves us nice and healthy. And as a result, it's a liberating diet. There is no portion control. Whether you go back for a fourth bowl of vegetable soup, who cares? It's vegetable soup. So it's guilt-free eating. And with that context, breakfast. If people aren't hungry, it's okay just to have some tea or some water till you get hungry. And if that doesn't happen till late in the morning or early afternoon, that's fine. But when you get hungry, or if you are hungry in the morning, a big bowl of oatmeal with fresh fruit on it, or just fruit alone, a cantaloupe or something like that, perfectly fine meal, fine breakfast. But again, there's all these hearty breakfast cereals. And now there's these lovely plant-based milks, almond milk, rice milk, oat milk that you could pour in that without the dairy milk. So breakfast is nice and hearty, fruit and oatmeal. And lunches and dinners, I say base them on the four S's, salads, soups, steamed vegetables, and healthy starches. So big salads are absolutely important. We must have that fresh, live vitality that comes out of fresh vegetables. And so big salads, really heavy on the dark green leafy vegetables, the romaine lettuce, the spinach, etc., should be a feature of at least one meal, and preferably lunch and dinner. So salads are really key for that vital food. Then soups, I'm a big fan of hearty vegetable soups. There's a world of hearty stews and soups and chowders and curries and pozoles and wonderful hearty soups that you can make up a big crock pot full of it and ladle about a quarter of it into plastic containers, let them cool, put them in your freezer so you can bring them out, heat them with those days you don't want to cook. And then the rest of the meal, you can the rest of the soup, you can keep the crock pot down on low heat, and every time you walk through the kitchen, ladle out a cup of soup and chow down and work your way through the pot of soup. And whatever left, you can either let it cool and put it in the fridge overnight and finish it the next day, or again, you can freeze the rest of it. So hearty soups are very convenient, and they really cut down the amount of cooking you have to do. You can use cut up vegetables that are already bagged and frozen for you at the supermarket. Steamed vegetables are really important. You need something green and something yellow at most every meal. The greens are because the dark greens like spinach, kale, chard, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, asparagus, these have so many important nutrients. First of all, this is where cows get their calcium. I mean, cows don't drink milk. Where do you get all that calcium? It's in the soil, and it comes up in the green plants. They get it out of the greens they eat, and that's where we should get our calcium as well. And so big plates of steamed kale and chard, et cetera, with every lunch and dinner. And you can drizzle some lemon juice or balsamic vinegar on them or some no-oil salad dressing, lots of things to dress the greens with. And yellow vegetables are really important for the carotenes and the antioxidants, so carrots, squash, sweet potatoes. I tell my patients, green and yellow, green and yellow, green and yellow should be your favorite colors at dinner time. There should something, dark green and yellow on your plate for lunch and dinner. And then you need some healthy starches for calories, for energy, potatoes, quinoa, any grains that people find themselves enjoying. And because people are concerned about protein, I always like to have them have something made from the legume family. Anything in a pod is legume, beans, peas, chickpeas, lentils. So a lentil stew, a bean burrito, a hummus sandwich, something that has legume protein in it as well will really increase the nutritional value. And for dessert, there's a whole world of fruits. I have a mango and a papaya. My wife and I like blueberries in the evening with some rice or almond milk over it. So it's certainly not a diet of deprivation. And you can do it with any nationality flavor you'd like. You can make it Italian style, Chinese, East Indian, Mexican. Wonderful. Use all these wonderful seasonings. So it's certainly not a diet of deprivation at all. And we're talking the difference between beef chili and bean chili, so what? It's not that huge a sacrifice. I don't think it's a sacrifice at all, but it makes such a difference to change from animal foods to plant-based foods. We're really made to run on plant-based foods. Everything about our anatomy screams that.
We need to expand on this in the next segment. I love what you've said, the four S's. And for those of you who have just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of good information all about you and your health. Now, I want to remind you that Village Green's nutrition advisors have an exciting new tool called the Natural Medicines Comprehensive Database. This is quite important. There's a lot of information available to you. It provides unbiased scientific information on dietary supplements, natural medicines, and complementary alternative and integrative therapies. So take advantage of this. Now, we're here every Sunday morning, and Kevin will be here with you next Sunday talking about biological dentistry. Our guest today is Dr. Michael Clapper, a physician with a diverse background, and he is talking to us about using a whole food, plant-based diet to overcome common diseases such as diabetes, and to heal leaky gut. Now, we are talking about a full array of chronic diseases that we have increased in the last 50 years, and we could even say 100 years, so that right now people consider it normal to have cardiovascular disease, diabetes, obesity, et cetera. So, Dr. Clapper, let's keep the conversation going and review those four S's. It makes it very easy to understand what is in a plant-based diet. So would you just go over the four S's again for those who have just tuned in?
Sure. The four S's is, well, it's a memory aid. For you walk into the kitchen, you've already had breakfast, as I said, fruit and oatmeal, that works. But you walk into the kitchen, lunchtime, dinner time, okay, I got to put together a healthy meal for a healthy lunch or healthy dinner for me or my family. What makes a healthy meal? Well, the four S's will guide you right through it. Have a salad. We need those raw vegetables. So salad is one S. The second is hearty vegetable soup. Sure, they're easy to make. They last a long time, and you can eat all you want. want, and they really deliver a lot of nutrition in per spoonful. So hearty vegetable soups is the second S. Now, the third S is steamed vegetables, especially green and yellow vegetables. You need dark green leafies and yellow vegetables at least once a day, if not twice a day. And then the final S are healthy starches, and you need those calories in the form of potatoes or grains. And I also like to add legumes as well, as far as the to get extra protein, beans, peas, chickpeas, lentils, so lentil stews and hummus sandwiches and bean burritos, things like that. And so those four S's, soup, salads, steamed vegetables, and healthy starches will get you, you know, that as a clothesline you can hang a healthy meal on. And then all sorts of colorful fruits for dessert. And again, you can have all you want. If you want a third helping of any of that, go ahead. You're still going to wind up lean and healthy on this wonderful food.
Well, I like that you pointed out you don't have to measure calories. This is not something that is limiting. And if you are hungry and you consume more vegetables, vegetable soup, more salads, you feel good and it's lasting. Talk to us a little bit more about the nuts and seeds and their values, which how to handle them and what's the healthiest way to consume them.
Right. I think nuts and seeds certainly have a valuable role in the diet. They do provide oils, especially omega-3 fats. Most of the nuts, I must admit, are way more heavy in omega-6 fats. And as a cashew fanatic, I've had to way throttle back my intake of that nut. The best of the nuts are walnuts. They seem to have the most of the essential omega-3 fats. And some of the seeds, pumpkin seeds are probably the best. Chia seeds, hemp seeds, ground flax seeds on your oatmeal, all these are sources of the essential omega-3 long-chain fatty acids that we need for our brain function, our nerve function, hormone production, skin oils. So the problem is that people eat way, way too much of these. And so the general rule about the nuts, any of them are okay as long as you can find it on a given day to a small handful. We're talking about 12 almonds or a dozen walnuts, eaten one at a time. Turn off the television, put an almond in your mouth and chew it up, make almond butter in your mouth before you swallow it. Be fully present with each mouthful. We become a nation of shovelers. We just sit in front of the TV or in the car and we're shoveling the food in. We no longer even are aware of the goodness in the food. So if nuts are eaten in a small quantity, the actual variety of nut doesn't matter that much. And the same thing with the seeds. As long as it's a few tablespoons of pumpkin seeds in a salad, that's a reasonable way to use them. So it's okay to use these wonderful foods. Just gluttony is never a good thing, even with so-called healthy foods. So hold it to a handful and enjoy the nuts and seeds. They're part of a healthy, balanced diet.
And they make nice snacks.
They sure do. But again, and eat them consciously and judiciously. Yes, they do.
Mindful eating.
Mindful eating. Very nice phrase. Absolutely.
Yes. What about flax seeds and flaxseed oil and grinding them? What's the difference? Many people ask this question.
Yes, I'm a big fan of flax seeds. We have ground flax seeds on our table, and I sprinkle them on my cultured oil or in my wife puts this into our hot cereal, and they're a wonderful source of not only omega-3 fats, but they have lignans and things that help our immune system, and certainly their fiber helps keep us regular. So they certainly have a role to play in the diet, and the omega-3 fats can be a little challenging for a completely plant-based eater to get, and so those flax seeds, chia seeds, hemp seeds, you should have a couple tablespoons of one of them pretty much every day. And along again with the walnuts, there's also omega-3 fats in dark leafy greens. The cell walls of the cell membranes of these plants have omega-3 fats. So again, those big helpings of kale and chard and broccoli and Brussels sprouts also contribute to our omega-3 intake during the day. But the chia seeds and flax seeds are some of the best of the seeds, and I encourage their use regularly. They go nice on salads as well.
And what?
Oh, flaxseed oil. I'm not a big. I used to recommend it. These oils, they're so fragile. They go rancid so quickly that you don't know. Even in the refrigerator, the little bit of oxygen that's in the bottle there is always oxidizing the top layer of oil in the bottle. And you don't want to be eating rancid oils. They're full of free radicals that damage our cells. So I'm not a big fan of any oil. Actually, well, this is oil-free cooking at our house and at our clinic as well. And there's nothing. These oils are just liquid fat in a bottle. There's nothing really magic about them. And you've lost all the good lignans and fiber and everything else when you just squeeze out the oil. So I'm not a big fan of any liquid oil. That includes the vaunted olive oil from the Mediterranean diet. They all make our blood thicker. They injure our artery walls. There's nothing healthy about pouring olive oil all over your food. And the nutritional flaxseed oil, again, it's so fragile. You might as well just eat the whole ground flaxseeds. I think you're far ahead if you do that.
Well, you get the nutrients when the seeds are ground or made into a mm-hmm. nut or seed butter. So
that's
good. Good advice. This is a very nice high-fiber diet. And tell mm-hmm. us the benefits that people should experience when they go from a diet that is very low in fiber to a high-fiber diet.
Oh, you notice that difference pretty much immediately. Within a day or two, you realize how much our digestive system requires large amounts of whole plant fiber. And, of course, the thoughts about regularity and all of that come to mind. But there's so many more advantages. But regarding the regularity, people who eat these big salads and big plates of green and yellow vegetables and whole grains, they notice that their stools become large, soft, easy to pass. That happens certainly once or twice a day instead of my patients who used to have a bowel movement only once every 3 days when they're eating a bunch of meat and cheese. And this is so beneficial for the colon. So many of the diseases we get, the diverticulitis and the colon cancers, this is from an animal-based diet. And when there's not enough fiber in the diet, this colon has to squeeze so hard to move the stool mass along that little outpouchings start popping out from the wall of the colon called diverticuli, and they can get infected and put you on the operating table. Well, on a whole food plant-based diet, that not only does that stop happening, but the pressure in the colon drops because the colon wall can push the stool mass along at a very low pressure, and those diverticuli close up, and the disease basically becomes quiescent. The risk of colon cancer goes way down. And we're understanding now this fiber has many more properties than just its physical mass. The fiber in, especially whole grains, is digested by the bacteria that live in our colon. And they're turned into these wonderful short-chain fatty acids like butyrate that nourish the wall of the colon. It is so beneficial in so many ways to eat a whole food plant-based diet. And our digestive system turns into ones like the gorillas and all the other plant-eating animals that don't. I've never had a gorilla in my office with constipation or diverticulitis. They know what to eat, and their digestive system works great on a high-fiber diet, and my patients find the same thing too.
Yes, it's very important, and we are discovering much more about the GI microbiome and what impresses me is the fact that the typical Western individual in our Western culture has about 25% of the diversity in their colon, this diversity of the microbiome. And there's so many important jobs that it does, including manufacturing neurotransmitters and being responsible for 70% of the immune system. When we talk about that microbiome, I think every time I interview someone about it, I come away more in awe of what our guts do for us and the importance of the microbes that live there.
So, you and me both.
Absolutely. So we'll carry on this conversation in the next segment. If you've just tuned in with us, folks, You're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Michael Clapper on using a whole food, plant-based diet to overcome common diseases such as diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, obesity, and how to heal a leaky gut. So we'll capture that information in the next segment. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800. Or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a wide variety of good information, and we do that every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. So tune in next Sunday for Kevin's interview on biological dentistry. Now today our guest is Dr. Michael Clapper, who is a physician with an extremely diverse background, and we're talking with him about using a whole food plant-based diet to overcome common diseases such as diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, obesity, and we can go on and on and on. So we also want to talk about healing the leaky gut. And Dr. Clapper, if you would give a definition of the leaky gut for those people who may not be familiar with the term, and how we get it and what we can do about it.
Yes, it's a becoming an increasingly important topic these days. And I'll be glad to explain it. I'd like to inform your viewers that everything that I've said so far and we'll be talking about is covered on my website, drclapper.com. It's spelled out drclapper.com, 1P in Clapper. So if this goes by kind of quickly, I invite your listeners to go to my website and watch my video on leaky gut. So what a strange name it sounds, but it's actually fairly descriptive. It turns out that our intestinal tract, 22 feet of small intestine, 6 feet of large intestine, has many functions, but there's at least two that are the most important. One, of course, the small intestine is the organ through which we absorb our nutrients, and the colon is largely where we absorb the water back into our bloodstream. But there's also a very important barrier function. There's a lot of things going in through your intestine in the food stream that you do not want out in your bloodstream. Undigested food proteins, the breakdown products of bacterial cell walls and the fungal elements that normally live in our guts. You don't want that stuff in your bloodstream. And a healthy intestinal lining will not allow these big molecules to infiltrate into the veins that surround the intestinal tubing. But we do things that injure our gut wall. There are things that directly can do this. One of the most notorious are, unfortunately, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen and naproxen. These will increase the permeability of the gut. But also, as you mentioned, a very important part of that barrier are the trillions of microbes that live in the mucus layer that's secreted on the surface of the inner lining of the intestine, which allows mucus is there to allow the food to slide along. And that's where our microbiome lives, in this wonderful nutrient mucus layer. And it's like a garden, and you want all sorts of healthy microbes. And a whole food plant-based diet, we now know, fosters the growth of the beneficial type of bacteria, the Firmicutes bacteria, and people have a lot less digestive and immune problems on a plant-based diet. But if you eat an animal-based diet, you're going to summon up bacteroidetes and other type of pathogens that are not friendly to the underlying tissue. And also, modern life is an assault on our gut bacteria. These are all soil organisms that really is where they originally come from. And we used to be, in ancient times and up until modern times, we were drinking out of streams. We were pulling up vegetables out of the soil, and we weren't washing them in chlorinated water. So we'd be getting these soil microbes running through our digestive system, just like the grazing animals did when they drank out of the streams and pulled up their grazing grasses. But 21st century life is a total opposite. You turn on the tap, and out comes chlorinated drinking water, which is okay. I don't want to treat cases of cholera and typhoid fever, but that chlorine is there to kill bacteria. And every cup of tea or soup that you make with chlorinated drinking water doesn't do good things for your soil bacteria, it's for your gut bacteria. If people drink cola drinks, they're drinking phosphoric acid. That kills the gut bacteria. They go to the doctor for a runny nose or a scratchy throat and get a prescription for antibiotics, and that kills off good bacteria. If they eat chicken or other flesh foods, these animals are fed antibiotics that are in the flesh that are still active when they get down in our gut. And people drink alcohol. In the hospital, we dip our instruments into alcohol to kill bacteria, and here we are drinking this stuff, that glass of wine and beer, and so the steady assault on our gut bacteria knocks down the beneficial microbes, and then we eat so much sugar, all the cakes and candies and white bread and soft drinks, there's this deluge of sugar goes down there that feeds the pathogenic microbes, and it's no wonder we wind up with a so-called dysbiosis, and bad balance of bacteria. And these bacteria put out their byproducts, go down, and they injure the gut wall. And that starts allowing food proteins and bacterial antigens and protein molecules to leak into the bloodstream. These then flow through tissues throughout our body and set off all sorts of reactions. They can flow through the joints, set off arthritis. They can flow through the bronchial membranes, make asthma worse. They can set off autoimmune diseases like lupus. And so we're realizing that, again, what we eat, well, Hippocrates was right on a level he couldn't possibly have imagined when he said, let food be your medicine. It's really true. As we stop all those toxic substances into our body and stop the animal flesh and go to a plant-based diet, this all heals. The gut flora changes, the gut wall reestablishes itself, and a lot of these symptoms then start going away. So there's other things too. There's some fine-tuning touches as far as a gut healing program. And again, it's on my website, drclapper.com, and you can watch the Leaky Gut webinar on that site. But this is not a lifetime curse. Guts heal. You're always growing new skin. Well, you're always growing a new gut lining, and it will reestablish itself in a number of weeks or months if you stop the assault. But it's an area that has really focused attention of a lot of physicians who didn't think food matters. The rheumatologist, but my patients eat has no effect on their joints. And the gastroenterologist, but my patients eat has no effect on their intestines, on their colitis or their Crohn's disease. Doctors, while your patients are eating, absolutely, it has a big effect on the symptoms that they're bringing to your office. And it's time all doctors start paying attention to what their patients are eating. I ask every one of my patients, take me through yesterday's eating day. What did you have for breakfast? What did you have for lunch? What did you have for dinner? And I listen to what they tell me, because that's usually where the source of their problem lies. So nutritional medicine, instead of being boring, as many of my colleagues think, is actually very exciting, because it holds the key to these people really getting better.
Excellent. You've covered it, and I just want to reiterate that you guide people very carefully how to prepare these foods, what to do, how to change your lifestyle. It's one thing to say, go out and eat more plant-based foods. It may not be enough. People need to know how to do it. And it sounds silly, I mean, because you're making a salad of totally available vegetables and maybe even some fruits in there. It seems like, what do we have to learn about that? But I think the way we put the different foods together enhances taste, and the use of herbs, which again were part of medicine. They weren't really just to make the taste better. They had a goal. So I appreciate what you're teaching us here. I wanted to talk a little bit about beans and green vegetables and vitamin C, such as that comes from lemon juice, in absorbing iron, because people do ask this question about getting enough iron.
Yes, and it's one of the more elegant aspects of nutritional medicine, how the foods interact with each other. If you are especially a woman of reproductive age and have been struggling with iron deficiency anemia, if you're losing more iron every month in the menstrual flow than you're taking in, you don't want to be taking iron pills. First of all, before I go on, I must say the majority of women with the heavy periods are suffering because of the dairy that in their diet, the milk and cheese and ice cream. All dairy products now are made from the milk of pregnant cows. The cows are all pregnant now, and that keeps them, and their milk is flowing all through their pregnancy, and because we genetically modified the cows. So the estrogen content of modern dairy products is getting to be really shocking. And so all the estrogens that they're eating, the milk and cheese and ice cream and yogurt, makes them have extra heavy periods, sprout up fibroids, etc. So first thing I do is have them pull out the dairy in their diet. And everybody benefits from that move. And I grew up on a dairy farm, and I won't touch the stuff. But then after we deal with that causative problem, then to increase iron intake, iron's a tough mineral to absorb. You only absorb about 1% of the iron in the foods there. But you can increase that fraction by a factor of 6. You can increase the absorption of iron 6 times with the presence of vitamin C. And no, I'm not advocating a vitamin C tablet with dinner, but as you mentioned, I am advocating that if you have a big plate of broccoli or kale in front of you, squeeze lemon juice over it. If you're going to be making a nice dark green spinach salad, put some mandarin orange slices in there. That citrus and greens combination goes a long way towards increasing iron absorption and probably helps calcium absorption as well. So we make a habit of getting citrus and greens in our dinner table most days of the week.
Excellent. These are such excellent suggestions. Anything else to add? We have a short time before this segment is over. Something about the phytic acid in the beans and grains, and tell us about that.
Right. Phytic acid is a really important nutrient for maintaining the The health of the, as you mentioned, 70% of our immune cells are lining the intestinal tract, and phytic acid helps nourish these cells. I just want to mention that if people say, well, how do I get started? There are some wonderful resources on the web. I urge people to go to a website called ForksOverKnives.com and watch the film by that name, ForksOverKnives.com. The fork is your dinner fork. The knife is a scalpel going down your chest. You want the fork over the knife, I'll tell you. And on the website, watch this wonderful film, but also on the website, they have meal plans and how to make this transition. PCRM, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, PCRM.org. They've got a vegetarian starter kit. It's free. Just click on it. There's lots of help available. If you don't know where to start, check out Forks Over Knives and Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. And go to my website, drclapper.com, drclapper.com. I've got meal plans and a lot of Q&As there to help people with this transition as well.
Well, I want to remind people again, drclapper.com is the website, and that's where you're going to get the good information, and it's wonderful that you share that. Now, for those that have tuned in, I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the hour, and you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're having a fascinating conversation with Dr. Michael Clapper. And we're talking about a whole food, plant-based diet to overcome modern chronic diseases and to heal leaky gut. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back with the last segment and more interesting information.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and we've had this wonderful discussion with Dr. Michael Clapper about a whole food, plant-based diet to overcome common diseases and the ones that plague us today. So, Dr. Clapper, let's wind up the show with more information. Please share some of your pearls of wisdom.
Well, it's turning out that our view of nutrition is changing dramatically. And things we used to think were good, fish, you know, we used to have fish every day or every week, whatever. The fish are becoming filled with mercury and pesticides. There's nothing in them that we really need. You can get the omega-3 out of plants. And for that reason, we're strip mining the oceans. We're clear cutting the oceans. We've got to let the fish off the hook here and let them swim in the oceans. We got to stop eating fish. And there's nothing magic about eggs. The yolk of an egg is the biggest glom of fat and cholesterol on the planet. There's nothing healthy about flooding your body with that stuff either. So the more plant food you eat and the fewer animal food you eat, the healthier you're going to be. And there's a bigger question involved here. These animals don't come from the farm. They're coming out of our children's future. The large-scale industrial production of animal flesh is a driving environmental disaster on this planet. This is why we're cutting down the forest, to make grazing land and crop land for beef and other animal food. That's where most of our water goes into animal flesh. Most of the topsoil is eroding off the farm fields, growing corn and soybeans for animal fodder. The most pesticides are sprayed on corn and soybean fields for animal fodder. The animal flesh production and consumption is not only destroying our health, it's destroying the planet and our children's future. If we adopt a plant-based diet, everything begins to change. It's the one thing humans can do. We can't put electric cars in everybody's garage. You can't put solar panels in everybody's house tomorrow. But everybody could change to a plant-based diet. And it doesn't cost a penny. And everything gets better. The forest return, the soil stabilized, the water becomes pure, the species extinction stops. It's the one thing we can do. It's the most effective action anyone can take to both improve their own health and the health of the planet and every child who comes after us. So there's more than involved here than just a person's cholesterol level, but that, of course, benefits too. So this is the era of plant-based nutrition that's dawning. The Paleolithic view of nutrition and us as cavemen really has to fade into the boneyard where it belongs. And the era of plants is going to create healthy people, a healthy planet, and a healthy future. And there's so much information on making this delicious food happen in everyone's diet. I really urge everyone to go to my website, drclaver.com, go to PCRM, go to Forks Over Knives, educate yourself, start eating this wonderful food, and you'll stay out of the clutches of people like me.
Yes, that's a good recommendation for resources. And as you said, you also have many recipes. And
yes,
it's pretty easy when you're using a natural plant-based diet, but the recipes are important, the way foods are combined. And you mentioned earlier that this diet goes with any culture. And you can change based on an Asian-style diet, more Mediterranean, more if you want to have more Italian. It's the herbs. It's the way things are put together that make it good. So you've given us such good information, and I want to remind people that it's drclapper.com, D-O-C-T-O-R. C-L-A-P-E-R.
No,
K-L-A-P-E-R. Thank you. We look forward to having you on the show again, Dr. Clapper, and thank you for being here. We've enjoyed what you shared.
Thank you so much. What an important function you've done for all your listeners. And you're a physician, too, is educating your patients. We're here to teach, and you're doing a great job. Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, thank you. That was very interesting for all of us. Now, to our listeners, this is a reminder about Dr. Joseph Pizzorno's new book, The Toxin Solution, how hidden poisons in the air, water, food, and products we use are destroying our health and what we can do to fix it. It's currently available for pre-order on thetoxinsolution.com, thetoxinsolution.com. It has strong endorsement from many leading health experts, some of whom you've heard on this station, and that's Dr. Mark Hyman, Dr. James Gordon, Jeffrey Bland, Dr. David Perlmutter, Dr. Michael Murray, and J.J. Virgin. Now, the Toxin Solution is about eliminating avoidable toxins, and that is done so that you can avoid and enjoy a longer life with this essential health guide. And it's from a pioneer in integrative medicine, Dr. Joseph Pizzorno. He's an author, a teacher, a practitioner, and he's the founder of Bastyr University, the country's first and largest fully accredited university of natural medicine. It is very important to take a look at this book. I'll mention again the website and the name of the book, thetoxinsolution.com. Now, it's Autism Month, so I wanted to talk to you about autism and some of the resources and books that will be helpful to you. Now, there is a paradigm shift in autism. At one time, it was blamed completely on cold mothers, that mothers were not loving and attentive, and that is why a child had autism. And this prevailed based on a Johns Hopkins psychiatrist's opinion without any data to back it up. And the Autism Research Institute, and I think you should take a look at that, the Autism Research Institute was started by Bernie Rimland, and he was a psychologist whose son had odd behaviors, and he and his wife dedicated themselves to trying to understand what was behind it. And it was Bernie who started the organization that ultimately became the Autism Research Institute. It took him decades to get traditional medicine to look at this condition as a metabolic condition, not a behavioral condition. The behaviors that you see in autism are not choices by the individuals. They cannot help the behaviors. And they come from the underlying metabolic, immune, inflammatory, genetic contributors that alter the brain function. They involve inflammation. So autism is now well understood to be a multifaceted condition, which includes the consequences of environmental impact on gene variants and gene expression. It's called epigenetics, what you come into the world with and what happens to that. And it includes dysfunctions in the following: barrier integrity. We talked about leaky gut. This is about the brain, gastrointestinal problems, inflammation, immune problems. And these culminate in the response to surroundings and stimuli like foods, food components, toxins, artificial additives, pesticides, medications, and drugs. Many of these children are more sensitive to medications, and that includes vaccinations. This is not to say vaccinations cause autism. It's to say that a child who has some deficits, including something called MTHFR, can be more sensitive to many, many kinds of medications. So we find that the American Academy of Pediatrics is now on board, and they direct pediatricians to become knowledgeable in complementary alternative treatments for autism, including dietary and nutritional interventions. So go to the Neurological Health Foundation site, the Healthy Child Guide. If you Google Healthy Child Guide, you will get that. Autism Research Institute. Also, look at two books I co-authored with Pam Compart: The Kid-Friendly ADHD and Autism Cookbook, The Ultimate Guide to the Gluten-Free, Casein-Free Diet, and the ADHD and Autism Nutritional Supplement Handbook. All of this information will be helpful, and we're focusing on education in Autism Month, which is April. So I want to thank you folks for listening, and please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moment to take your breath away. This is Dana Lake in Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.